Welcome to the Hope United podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody reach up, touch your ears. Say, God, let me hear what the Spirit would say to me. Let that seed be planted deep and let it bring forth a great harvest. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Give somebody whatever you want to give them. Whatever you feel comfortable in giving. And you may be seated. This morning, as I started to leave, well, first I got a call this morning at 6 in the morning. And my son said, I need you and Pastor Pete to cover for me today. And I said, well, that'd be an honor. So I'm going to go first, then we'll see what Pete's going to do the second time. But I love you. So on the way out, my wife said, you know this is the last Sunday before Christmas. You need to wear something red. And so I looked everywhere to get something red, and I didn't. But right before I started to leave, I realized I had a brand new red sweatshirt. And so just to be part of the team, I feel like Apostle Mr. Rogers right now. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Pastor Corinne, do I look ready now? Okay, here we go. Here we go. We're talking today about trust the giver. Everybody say trust the giver. Now, what you know, you've watched me preach before, you know exactly that I want to give you a picture so that you'll remember, so that you'll remember, so that you'll remember. I would be so remiss if I didn't say that I love Pastor Clarence and Pastor Carol so much. It's so great. And to have you, I'll talk about them just a little later in the service. So I thought, are we going to put the sermon up here? Trust the giver. Trust the giver. So come on. This is what I think God looks like in the 305. Here we go. Now here is trust the giver. Trust the giver is God's got all of that for you and more. And the question is, are you going to step up and trust the giver? Like, first off, can I just say, where's Sandra Ward? Sandra, what a prayer time we had. My God, have mercy. That prayer time was ridiculous. This place was, there was a bigger crowd for prayer than right here on Sunday morning. It was so powerful. It was so incredible. And the maturity of prayer in this house. Just raise your hand and say, Father, give me the ability to pray like I've never prayed before. Give me the desire to pray like I've never prayed before. Let me pray your heart in Jesus' name. So anyway, who James, I got an envelope. Who's got me a, who has me a first fruit envelope? I want to say, there has to be, that's my gate. There has to be some kind of understanding. And this is not about a New Year's Eve service, Pete. This is not about that. This is about how you feel about life and how you feel about God. Amen. And that he's waiting. He's waiting. God is waiting. He has things in store for you. For my God wants to supply all of your needs according to his riches. Riches. How about your riches versus God's riches? What about the exchange of riches? You got this. God has that. I feel like, let's make a deal. Do you want behind what's door number one, door number two, the big box on the stage? This is an exchange. Man, I can't. Everything that I've ever done, Johnny Clark, everything that I've ever done, when I got the great exchange from God, it never happened like I thought it would. Ever. Ever. No, come on, Pete. It never did. I would think, okay, God, yeah, I did this. Now I'm going to get this or I'm going to get that. And so many of you, you're looking for God to supply your need in the way that you think he's going to give it. But his way is higher than your ways. And what you need to do at the end of 2021 is get undefeated in your mind. Get without borders in your mind, because he's standing there ready to make an exchange. Okay. Thank you. The glasses are just wonderful. Okay, here we go. Trust the giver. The highest dimension of love is trust. You can love and not trust, but you can't trust and not love. So what we're talking today is about trust the giver. People, can you work with me on this? People that when you talk to them and they always say, trust me. There's one of two things that you know that's going on at that point, right? They don't trust themselves. And so they're trying to get you to trust something they don't trust. Or they're trying to sell you. You don't need to say, it's not what you say to God. It's what you do to God. It's what you exchange with God. I am inviting you to an exchange party. Man, I love Hallmark movies. And man, there is one about the secret Santa, and you're always pumped because somebody's got your name. Are y'all listening to me? He has your name. He's your supplier. Can you imagine what he has in store for you? Because it's so much more than you think it could possibly be. So we see that we exchange what we have, and then God gives what he has in store for us. Hebrews 11:6. It's impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe three things. Number one, that God exists. You see, it's hard to live in the Bible Belt. Come on. Everybody believes in God. You see rappers that are talking about killing people and doing crazy things, and they'll go, and all glory to God. No. If you believe God exists, everything changes. Everything changes if you believe God exists. Come on, Pastor Corinne, it changes your worship. If you think God's walking in the door and God's going, really? Really, are we making an exchange here? Your worship for, okay. So number one, I do believe he exists. Number two, I believe he rewards. He is a, oh, say it like you mean it. He's a rewarder of those who sincerely, diligently, come on, guys. It's not, you're going to hear it in the messages today. It's about your obedience to God. It's the diligently seeking him. So we see, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith has to be attached. It has to be attached. Come here, Pastor Pete, just for a second. Now, everybody who believes they're Abraham's seed, raise your hand. Ooh. I'm Abraham's seed. That means that you do what Abraham does. Yep. Now, sacrifice was just, come on, Pete, that was just the way everybody did stuff.
Yes.
That was just the way you did stuff. Sacrifice is the way you did stuff. But you know that a lot of people believed, they believed that Isaac, a lot of theologians believe Isaac was in his early 30s. When Abraham said, we're going to attach faith to this.
Yes.
Sacrifice was one thing. Attaching faith was another thing. When he said, we're going up the mountain to everybody, but we're coming down. Now, God told him to sacrifice, attach faith to it. Oh, my God. Are y'all with me today? I don't have to know how it's going to work out. I just know it's going to work out. I just know in this exchange, it's going to work out. Because if Isaac is the prototype of Jesus giving himself, Jesus knew fully well what he did and did it willingly, just like Isaac did it willingly. That God is after the heart. Can he trust? For the Lord loves a
cheerful.
Pete, we are preaching together. He loves a
cheerful giver.
Cheerful. I can't wait to give to him. My wife and I were on a walk, and she had just had back surgery. We're on this walk, and God speaks to us sovereignly. And he said, ask your mother if she wants to live with you for the 20th time. Because that's my responsibility to honor my mother and father. Dad had passed away. Y'all know that I moved back to Atlanta. I made an exchange. I went somewhere I did not want to go. I love Miami. But I exchanged. God said, he said, if you'll go up there, I got the greatest year of my life with my father. I didn't know he was sick. Took care of him till he died. Got his mantle. Got his mantle because I exchanged. Because I exchanged. I cared for him. And what he gave me? Priceless. Priceless. He exchanged. The exchange was made. The greatest year financially we ever had. And there was no reason to it. Guys, listen to me. You make the exchange with God, and what he has for you, it's beyond you could ask or think. Eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard, neither has it even entered into the hearts of men, the things God has in store for you. If you make the exchange, you attach faith to it. You attach faith to it. Put faith on it. There's no faith on your gift. If there's no faith with your gift, it's not going to be the right gift. What's going to make you confident in 2022 is you went into it right. You made right choices. See, I don't ever, and Pastor Josh and Pastor Corinne are so strong on this. We're never about emotional giving. Stir them up and just give them some kind of crazy things, and you're going to do this, and you're going to get this, and you're going to do that. Let me just tell you something. There's nothing emotional about it. Let me tell you something. The Word of God never returns void. Not ever returns void. And the principle of giving, this principle of trust the giver. I trust. For 2 years, my wife saved all of her money, unbeknownst to me, small. She saved all of her money to buy me the best trumpet money could buy. Because the trumpet's such an important part of my life. And every country I go to, wherever I go, they want to know, did you bring the trumpet? Because when I sound the trumpet, all evil spirits, all delivering situations, everything leaves. Everything leaves. And so for my 40th birthday, she presents it to me. Here it is, this silver, gorgeous horn that she had been saving 2 years and getting friends of mine to invest in. The exchange. And she gave it to me. But the next day I was flying out from Moscow because the Iron Curtain had just gone down and we were training the first group of pastors in Russia for in 70 years. And so I didn't even get a chance to play it. But I had it with me, and I was going to blow it for the first time in Russia, on stage, 2,500 young people becoming the first pastors of Russia. And when I got up, I started to put the horn to my lips. And when I did, God said, give it away to that Russian over there. I said, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that. And Jesus says, you can't rebuke me. I was weeping. I was crying. It had nothing to do with the Holy Ghost. It had to do with giving up that horn. The exchange. Everybody say the exchange. I had to trust the giver. I had to trust God. And so I walked super slow. And I got over there, and I said to this guy, he was playing a horn, old beat up East German horn. And I said, God told me to give you this horn. And he looked at me and he started weeping. He was the exact same age as me, 40. The number of a generation. Do y'all understand? We're about to usher in a new generation. What makes Carol and Clarence and some of us that are a little older so excited is that the legacy that God is raising up and the younger people. I heard pray last night. I heard him pray and I just went, my God, have mercy, the future. And I gave him the horn and he said back to me through an interpreter, he said, God told me if I would always play my horn for him, one day he would give me the best horn money could buy. Now, you understand, that horn cost more, Samal, than he would make in a lifetime in communism. And he gave me his old beat-up horn. And I was walking back and going, what am I going to tell Sonny? What am I going to tell the woman that saved all that money for me? And she's so much more spiritual than me. All of y'all that have been around Hope for a while, y'all all know that. And she goes, I said, I gave the horn away. She said, did God tell you to do it? And I said, yes. She said, good. I made the exchange. You got to make the exchange. Get a high five with somebody and just say, you got to make the exchange. You got to make the exchange. And you got to make, and you got to. I almost said you got to put some stink on it, but you got to put some faith on it. I lived in Atlanta. The next thing I had to do was Miami. I was speaking 5 times a day in the school system. I had an hour break and then a crusade at night. So I had 1 hour to rest every day. And Samal, you know, speaking to kids in the school system, a little bit harder than preaching at church with people that all believe you and are backing you up. And so this Hispanic guy comes up to me, he's about my same age, and he says, God told me this whole week that you would teach me for 1 hour a day about ministry. And in my mind, I was going, that's the craziest thing I ever heard. I only got 1 hour to rest every day. And you're telling me, and I hear my mouth saying, yes, I'll do it. The exchange. Everybody says you got to trust the giver. Say you got to trust the giver. The last day on Friday, he says, you don't know who I am. My name is Roy Roman, and I'm the greatest Latin trumpet player in the world. And God told me to give you my trumpet. And there's only one of them in the whole world. His name. Okay. Are y'all with me? Are you with me? If you give God something valuable, he gives you something priceless. How many of you for this season would like something priceless? But I haven't got it. But listen to me. I believe the man and woman of God from this house, if they say undefeated, you need to get pumped. You're 12 days from the fulfillment of undefeated, and you're about to move into its time. But you close strong by understanding you have to trust the giver. You have to trust the giver. My faith looks like trust. Matthew 7, verse 11 says this. So if sent people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more, everybody say, how much more will your heavenly Father give you good gifts to those who ask him? I want you to raise your hands right now as like two antennas. Put the two antennas in the heavenlies right now and say, God, I'm asking you. I'm asking you for a supernatural exchange. For a supernatural exchange. I don't even understand. I don't even understand. I'm going to reach out and attach faith to it and do things that I never thought that I could do, because he will give good gifts to those who
ask him.
I need you to ask right now. Take 15 seconds and ask. Go ahead right now. Ask out loud. Ask out loud. What are the things that you want? What are the things that you believe God has in store for you? What do you believe those things are? Because you don't have to know how he's going to get it to you. You just have to, he said, ask. So we see in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, I love this scripture. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Now, come on. Abraham was rich. He had 300 families working for him. Do you understand that? 300 families working for him. He has flocks. He's loaded. And God says, it's time to trust the giver. He had never heard God's voice. He is from a family of idol worshipers. And he said, Abraham, you want to make an exchange? You understand in today's society, this man was a millionaire. He was very wealthy. But he said, I'm willing to exchange everything I have just to hear that voice that's going to direct me to the promised land, that's going to give me a son, which in that culture, you understood. If you didn't have a son, you're nothing. You don't have a son. You've got no heir. You have nothing. Because of Abraham making an exchange, it changed your life. The exchange that you're about to make, the trust and the exchange you're about to make to the giver, is going to change your family for generations. It will directly, Iris, affect your seed. David, directly it will affect your seed. Sandra, it will directly affect your seed. And for generations, the Bible says to 1,000 generations. The wise man, I studied it again this morning, 500-mile trip on camel. 500 miles just to make an exchange. And I did the research. Yes, I said, well, how far do they go a day? And they said, normally in a caravan like that, about 9 to 10 miles a day. Wow. Now, that's if you travel every day. And you're not stopping to get things that you need and whatever. So you see the incredible price they paid. Not going to get into the three gifts. I'm sure Pastor Josh has already done that. But here it is, wise men. They call them wise men, the Magi. Why is that? Because they knew how to make an exchange. Do you realize how much they had to trust the giver? Because it was a baby they were giving it to. It was poor people. Are y'all listening to me? They couldn't even get a room for his wife. They're in a barn. Trust. We trust that God's gift will be beyond your expectation. Trust and let go. The principle is you have to trust God. You're going to have to let go of some things. I'm going to blow your mind, Candy. What God spoke to me 2 days ago, he said to me, all those 15 books you wrote, give them all away. I've got 15 new ones for you. You can't be stuck in the old and experience the new. Isaiah 43, don't remember it. Don't remember it. Forget about it. Put it aside. Put the past beside you, for behold, I do a new thing. I'm just telling you, it's time, 2022, to do a new thing. This is a chance to exchange what you have. Sonny and I this week, we're going to our storage unit. Y'all are about to get blessed. When God told us to move, we moved from 6,000 square feet to 1,000 square feet. And I said, what are we going to do with that? I said to Sonny, let's hire an estate seller and sell all of our furniture. And she said, I got a better idea. Let's give it all away and trust God. Do you know how blessed that we have been this past 6 months? It took two semis to move us up, and we came back in a 20-foot U-Haul. No, I'm not telling you something that's on some paper. I'm telling you something I believe. There's a reason that in COVID, I've been blessed. We have been blessed. I have found out all kinds of new things I can do. Raise your hands and just say, God, I want to find out things that I didn't even know I could do. I want to find out valuable gifts that are inside of me I did not even know that were there, that people will pay huge money just to get me to deposit my gift, because I made an exchange with God. And in all of these things, God has something for you. The principle is, I trust God enough to let go what's in my hand to discover what's in his hand. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. He owns the gold on a, and you're worried if he can hold up his end? That really is crazy, isn't it, Jess? So we realize in the parable in Matthew, the pearl of great price, when he found that, he said, I'll exchange everything. Come on, Johnny, let's bring this thing down before Kendi comes up here and takes my mic away. I got a phone call from a new brother, and the new brother said, I need you to fly to Atlanta at your own cost. Get up very early in the morning, come up. And I want you to bless this powerful African man that's bringing his ministry to Atlanta that people know around the world. But you're the elder of Atlanta, and I need you to speak over his life. And just like that, I knew God said, I want to make an exchange with you. Exchange cost you something. It cost you. Y'all don't know about y'all's pastors. I've watched them give away car after car. I've watched them. They don't just talk about it. They're the most serious. That's why y'all trust them. I went up there, and the whole meeting went by, Pete, and they didn't even call on me. Right at the end, they called on me. And I went up there with my wife, and she knocked the top off, and we made an exchange. Little did I know that Dr. Jason Ranfield, that I'd never met before, was there. I made an exchange. Two airline tickets, a super long day, but where it looked like I had nothing to gain except to make an exchange. And I made an exchange. 2 months later, I get a call. And I really wanted to bring this today. And it's so fitting, Pastor Clarence, Pastor Carol, that you're here. Because I don't get that without y'all. I don't get that without you, Cassandra, praying. And without my little Sandra and all of y'all. Presidential, Eddie Polanco, my first elder. The Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award. What? I couldn't. For two airline tickets. Yeah. Do you realize that wherever I go the rest of my life, I can lead with that? Well, who are you? Well, I could tell you one thing. You want to talk about influence and honor in your life? I'm the apostle over the pastors of this house. The oil is flowing today. You receive it today? I said, will you receive it today? If God would stop with me and not flow that thing on down to you, then he's not a fair God. He's not a just God. Because the greatest anointing and the greatest, you remember what, the woman that touched the hem of his garment? The greatest anointing is at the bottom. It flows down. It flows down. Well, I'm new in the kingdom. I'm new in the Lord. Good. You're going to get the most. Some of us that have been around a lot, we should know much better. Exchange. My wife, 30 years in pain with her back, sits in front of you today with zero pain in her back. What's that exchange worth? What's that exchange worth? You might not have the answer right now to what it is that God wants you to give to make an exchange. You might need to pray, but it's a big decision. The principle is, the more I trust him, the more he can give to me. Isn't that the truth, Johnny, about the people that you work with in the business? You got to find who you can trust. Isn't that true? Because in your business, everybody's talking. But then who really means what they say? Who can you count on? Who can you trust? It wasn't Saul, the one who looked like a king. It was David. He was ready to make an exchange at heart. You know what I love most about your daddy? I have to be careful what I even say around him, because he's so ready to make an exchange. I'll start to say something. I go, I can't say that in front of Marco, because he'd take what he doesn't have. But there's a reason that Marco owns his own company, and he came over here with $40 in his pocket and didn't speak English. There's a reason he owns his house. There's a reason that he's the giver he is. He's a man of exchange. And look what he had. The princess. The gift that we get to celebrate every day. An exchange. Pastor Pete is going to come, and he's going to give you a chance to put action to it. You can't just be telling me you love me. First time you and I met, Pastor Pete, successful pastor, came to me and he says, I need you. We made an exchange. And that exchange is forever. We've been around the world. We've done a lot of different things together. And it's not even over yet. But see, when you start to make an exchange, you start drawing people. You start drawing people that are exchange people. See, a lot of you, you're around taker people. You minister to taker people. You make covenant with people who know how to give, who you trust. Pastor Josh said, I want you to teach Franny and James everything you and Sonny know about counseling, marriages. I said, okay. And it took a lot of its own. And all these other couples started coming. But I had made a promise to exchange. So I said, y'all come an hour earlier. Because I want to make an exchange. Did I charge you anything for that? My bank account is so loaded in heaven that I just get dividends every day. I just get dividends. Somebody lift your hands and just go, it's time to cash some checks. But you see, you could say that with confidence because you're a giver. How many people are givers here? You know you're givers. Yeah, I know you are. I know you are. So, Father, lift your hands. Let me beat you right up. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that today, the first thing we do is we say thank you, God, for letting us even know who you and you adopting us into your family. And if you don't know Jesus today, oh my goodness, what a great time to just say that, to get the exchange. Your sins for his forgiveness. Your sickness for his health. Your poverty for his blessings. Time to make an exchange today. Maybe you need to rededicate yourself to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray a spirit of rededication in this house in Jesus' name. And I thank you, God, that nobody will know. This will be a time. The end of this year. Pastor Corinne, you hit it. The end of this year. There's going to be so much acceleration the end of this year of things that we've been building up to. It's going, brrr, it's like this. I want you to say acceleration the end of this year. Acceleration the end of this year to complete the word of undefeated. To complete the word of undefeated. To complete the word of undefeated. Because 2022 is going to be your time. It's your time. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's just your time. Say, no, do it like some more. Say, I claim it. That's my baby. I receive it in Jesus' name. Come on.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this message, make sure to like and share. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, share hope with someone today.